A multiple-choice survey asked high school seniors across the country what caused the South to secede from the Union. Only 8% of the students answered slavery. This was part of a survey that started in 2016 by the Southern Poverty Law Center. The group also heard from teachers and reviewed textbooks and state standards to see what schools are and are not teaching kids about slavery. In a new report called Teaching Hard History, the group concludes that the nation needs an intervention in the ways that we teach and learn about the history of American slavery. Corey Turner of the NPR Ed Team joins us now. Hi, Corey.
Hey, Ari.
Apart from that 8% figure we mentioned, what did this survey of students show?
Yeah, so we should say it was an online survey of about 1,000 high school seniors. So, you know, relatively small sample size. It's hard to know how much to make of it. But the results were really interesting. I mean, the report's authors called them dismal. Just a third of students understood that the 13th Amendment was the law that officially ended slavery. And fewer than half of students knew what the Middle Passage was, or that slavery was legal in all 13 colonies when the American Revolution started.
The survey also looked at school textbooks and state education standards. What did that show?
Yeah, the authors of the report called those timid and confusing, and they came up with a few really big red flags. Number one, we tend to accentuate the positive, so focusing on heroic stories of Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, and not spending nearly enough time, in fact, in many cases, no time at all, on the voices of people who spent their entire lives enslaved, what their work was like, their love, their pain, their art, etc. Also, there's a big focus on the end of slavery with the Emancipation Proclamation and the 13th Amendment, and that tends to give students the misimpression that slavery's impact and the ideology of white supremacy also ended with the 13th Amendment.
What did the survey reveal about teachers' feelings on educating students about slavery?
97% of teachers surveyed said teaching and learning slavery is essential to understanding American history. But many said they felt hamstrung by those poorly written textbooks and weak standards. They also said, this was a common refrain, that it can be really awkward and uncomfortable getting some of their white students to talk about racism and white supremacy without them getting defensive. There's a really great quote from a history teacher named Jackie Katz at Wellesley High in Wellesley, Massachusetts. She says, quote, "To feel comfortable, you need to have a really good classroom climate where students feel that they're not being blamed for what happened in the American past, where they don't feel shame about it. It is 100% not their fault that there is racism in this country. It will be their fault, though, if they don't do anything about it in the next 20 years.
So what does this report suggest for teachers who actually want to do more to fix this problem?
Well, that's one of the great things about the report. It is full of resources for teachers. It comes with a really rich framework of suggestions for teachers that go all the way back to the pre-colonial era, including even an overview of slavery around the world. There are suggestions like avoid emotional simulations of things like the Middle Passage or slave auctions.
I'm sorry, there were actually people acting out slave auctions?
Yeah, I mean,
schools?
Yeah, I mean, I've even seen this in headlines recently. It's something that's fairly common in classrooms, and the report's authors suggest, you know, don't go there. Instead, the report says, really double down in your class on primary documents, original documents. Let your students really dig into these narratives, you know, diary entries from enslaved people. Look at the wanted posters for runaway slaves. Look at schematics for slave ships. There's lots of good stuff here for teachers and students.
Corey Turner from the NPR Ed Team. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ari.